Welcome to the Rupster Show with Kevin and Coons. I'm Coons.
I'm Kevin.
We're going to sit here and talk about sports, entertainment, anything to do with man stuff.
Here we are, and we are starting our own little podcast here, trying to reach out to all the fans out there that are into the same sorts of things that we are, mostly sports. So we're going to be talking about a variety of things, topics of the day, things that are happening in the sports world, entertainment world, pretty much anything that entertains us. And hopefully you guys have the same interests and have opinions and want to talk about it. And this is an opinion-based show. What we're going to be talking about is how we feel about certain subjects. So you may hate us or you may like us. Feel free to let us know either way. Because I want to get off my chest right off the bat. Many of you may be wondering, what the hell is the Rupster Show? My last name is Rupp, and it just sounds cool. So that's why we went with it.
We did go with it. I like it. The Rupster Show.
A couple other things that need to be said right away. We are avid sports fans, and we are dedicated to our teams.
The Lakers.
Dallas Cowboys.
The Chargers.
LA Kings.
The Ducks sometimes.
We will be having some rivalry discussions in here, including college football.
UCLA, go Bruins.
Fight on Trojans.
How did that last game go, sir?
So we will have some issues of our own, clearly. But it's all part of the show.
We'll also be talking about off-road, NASCAR, a little bit. Soccer, but not too many of you want to hear about that. Come World Cup season, I'll probably kill your ears with it, but that's all right. It's only every 4 years.
Thank God.
Yeah, this is the guy that only watches sports for 3 months out of the year.
Well, and we will try to keep up with most everything that's going on, especially in the major world of sports, but if you're expecting to find anything about volleyball or any gay shit like golf, it's just not going to happen.
That shit is not going to... Golf? Golf is a drinking game.
Yeah, until they break out weapons and start fighting each other, we won't be watching.
I mean, you have weapons in golf. All we have to do is strike at each other with the clubs.
Yeah, but it's like watching a bunch of old men out there on Geritol trying to not fall over with every swing that they take.
Well, what about, Tiger Woods with all those women?
That is interesting, just the women part.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You can't keep it together, though. Goes out with waitresses. I know somebody that goes out with waitresses. How does that end up, Mr. Rupp?
I get free food. That's about it.
Speaking of Rupp's dating life, how do you like being on Plenty of Fish?
Well, currently I'm not on, thank God. So
why did you take yourself off?
Because chicks are just crazy, man. And chicks on there are even crazier.
Yeah. They're crazy. They're all crazy. But you got to find the crazy you can deal with.
This coming from the guy who's married.
That's right. Yeah, happily married. Burn or near. Nice, oh, burn
nice,
or near.
Nice throwing on that one.
You guys are going to hear a lot of burn or near and stuff like that. Yeah, this is our own little slang talk. But we'll fill you in as we go. We have our friends that will... We'll call them from time to time.
We'll have special guest appearances by special people.
Yeah. Speaking of special people, we're going to have topics about guns and ammo with our expert Steve Bass, burner near. So anyhow, hopefully, we'll get the right stuff out there for you. We're just messing around for the most part. Just having a good time.
To know that we are not experts in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah. We'll definitely be talking about fantasy sports when it comes around, because that's fun.
God, I love my fantasy football.
We'll be betting against each other,
Maybe even offering up a couple suggestions.
Oh, yeah. But if you lose money or if you didn't do good that week...
That's on you.
You shouldn't listen to us, because... I mean, we're no experts.
We're avid spectators.
Yeah. I mean, you can't argue when the spread comes out and you're going off the numbers, but, some players have shitty weeks. What are you going to do?
Trade them. So, that being said, we're going to try and pay attention to what's going on in the world of sports as it's happening. Right now, we have a couple big things going on in the world of sports. People are filling out their March Madness brackets if you're into college basketball. That's always entertaining for a lot of people. I saw President Barack Obama had issued his famous college basketball bracket this morning. Don't really care.
Who gives a shit?
So we're going to move on from that.
He does everything but presidency.
Pretty much, yeah, because we have time for that. And by the way, this is not a politically based show. It's strictly opinion, so we don't give a shit.
Yeah, we really don't give a shit.
No, until the FCC comes and tries and shuts us down.
They don't fuck with us.
No, good luck.
Yeah, bird or near.
What else we have? We have NFL free agency, which is very exciting for most people. I think more people are entertained with just the signing and trading of players in the NFL than in the entire Major League Baseball season, because not many people like baseball. At least I don't. So, but then again, I'm sure a lot of you do. And we will, unfortunately, have to talk about that a little bit just to keep up with the times. We've got hockey in full effect. Again, watching my Kings every single day. They're in the playoffs or not in the playoffs or in the playoffs or whatever. So, but them sitting on the bubble is usually how they play. They turn it on in the end, usually, and hopefully we'll go for a repeat of the Stanley Cup this year. Chicago Blackhawks, another team I enjoy watching quite a bit. They seem to be having a hard time.
Green jacket, gold jacket, who gives a shit?
Yeah, well, you know. This guy doesn't watch hockey at all, so he doesn't know shit. But that's okay.
I'm like most of you out there. I'll watch toward the end. It's exciting.
Yeah, playoff fans. We know who you are. You know who you are. Don't deny it.
Burning here.
Let's see. We also
We got right here on the wire. This is something that pisses me off. Vlade Divac. You know, you've heard of him. He used to play with the Lakers. He's the reason why we had Kobe Bryant forever. They traded Vlade for Kobe Bryant. Now Vlade is done and gone. Thank God. I can't fucking stand that guy.
Vlade's retired.
Yeah, he's been gone for a very long time. But guy goes out and starts talking shit. You know, fucking pisses me off about Shaq. Saying Shaq has no talent. He's just strong. Listen, guy, the numbers don't lie. Don't fucking cry because you didn't fucking stick around and get yourself some rings. You fucking suck. You're on the fucking Kings. Whatever. I'm not going to get crazy about it. But, yeah. This guy played with Magic. He played with Kobe. Guy's talking. He's talking out of his ass. Fucking go cry.
Talking about Shaq, and I've had this opinion about Shaq for many, many years. I have watched him play since his Orlando Magic days when he first came into the league because he was a powerhouse and everyone was excited about his size. They, you know, they love the big centers. You know, not that I agree with Vlade Divac. This coming from a guy that is, yeah, the king of the flop, but
the champion of the flop.
Yeah, champion, king, basically the facilitator of the flop.
Yeah.
But, you know,
he's worse than soccer players.
I have to say, as a balanced basketball player, Shaq, his size did get him to where he was. I mean, if we had to put Shaq one-on-one against any other small forward or point guard, I don't think Shaq could keep up with him. He doesn't have any speed. His passing game is terrible. He can't shoot a free throw to save his life.
He put him on the board.
Yeah, would the Lakers have their as many championships as they did in those years if it wasn't for Shaq? Probably not. I mean, they did create a rule called Hack-a-Shaq just because of him. I mean, he was more dominant in the paint than any other player I've ever seen. But, you know, is Vlade trying to call him out for some reason? I don't know. I don't know who that guy is running his mouth for no apparent
reason. Just shut up, Vlade. Go back to your hole.
Yeah, nobody cares what you have to say.
Nobody gives a shit.
Your opinion is irrelevant. You know, just go back to, you know, play in the European League or wherever, whatever it is you're doing nowadays, sitting around doing nothing, probably. So, reliving the glory days.
Yeah, you have no glory days. Ha, good. Suck it. Suck it! So, what's up with Philadelphia Eagles, buddy? What's up with all them trades?
Oh, we're going to go into football talk. Huh?
Yeah, why not?
Well, you know, the Eagles decided to give the reins to Chip Kelly, who most of you should know if you watch football, is famous mostly for his coaching days at Oregon. He had a unique offense based upon speed and was able to put up a lot of points. What Philly's doing right now, a lot of people are up in arms about, especially Philly fans. Being a Dallas Cowboy fan, I could give two shits, but then again, it does affect me as far as the division goes. They're just doing a lot of things that are really interesting. Lately, the Tim Tebow, working out Tim Tebow, which is interesting in the sense because I do think Tim Tebow has gotten a bad rap, and I think he does have some talent as far as NFL player goes. I think he's being used in the wrong way, but he's not a starting quarterback. I would put him in a more of a position of either the Wildcat offense or, you know, even as a tight end. I think he's got size and speed that would be good.
All right, buddy, enough of fucking Tim Tebow. We'll see what happens with him.
Yeah, probably. I can almost make a prediction, but I won't just to see what happens and not spoil the excitement that everyone, I'm sure, is breathing about that one.
Yeah, whatever.
One of the biggest trades, though, that I found interesting, well, it wasn't really a trade. It was more of a signing of free agency, was DeMarco Murray from the Dallas Cowboys and going over that to the Philadelphia Eagles. Shit. Yeah, that did stir up a lot of shit, especially with the Eagles and Cowboys. One thing that people need to understand is that they fall in love with a team and you fall in love with your players. People tend to forget that this is a business. And this guy went with where the money is. Okay, Philadelphia offered him a very nice contract that the Cowboys could not match or would not match simply because of salary cap reasons, which, again, is another concept I don't think people understand. There is such thing as a salary cap in the NFL. You can't just offer any player any ridiculous amount of money expecting them to stay. Is it kind of a slap in the face that he went to our most hated rival? Yeah, but, you know, would it be any different if he would have went to Houston or Miami or, you know, the pathetic Raiders were also interested in him.
Go Raiders!
Yeah, no. And then we end up signing Derek McFadden from Oakland Raiders, which I think was a great pickup for Dallas. Freed up a lot of cap space for us that we didn't have to spend on DeMarco Murray, and we got a decent running back that's going to have a lot of speed. Cowboys have arguably one of the best offensive lines in the league right now. They're going to open up some holes. This guy's going to take off. He's going to go all the way to the house. I'm predicting a pretty good season for him. In the meantime, Cowboys have done a lot of other moves since they've had their money they've been able to spend, including just today signing Greg Hardy, who was a free agent and is one of the most prolific pass rushers in the league. This guy they're calling a sack artist. Unfortunately, he does come with some baggage, and for those of you that do follow the NFL, he'll probably be suspended the first six games of the year, which is my guess, for domestic violence and domestic abuse case that he had when he was on the Carolina Panthers. You know, and a lot of people have their opinions about that too, but at the same time, this is a business, and people are going to want star players regardless of what they do. You know, I mean, how many players in the past have done bad things and it's been forgotten about, especially when you win? I hate to admit it, you know, being a huge Lakers fan myself, but look at Kobe Bryant. You know, here's a guy that cheated on his wife, was, you know, accused of rape and all this other nonsense that went on in Colorado many, many years ago now, but Lakers go win and nobody even thinks about it anymore. So, you know, people can overcome those situations and go on to be star players and have great careers.
So, on our move along from NFL for a little while, we're going to call our gun expert Steve Bass right now. Burner near.
Steve Bass, sorry I can't make it to the phone right now, but if you leave a brief message, I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thank you.
You don't answer, this is what you get. Oh, Bass, burner in ear, burner in ear, buddy. Yeah, that's what happens when you don't answer. You get the burner in ear. Now, burner in ear, you know, you see some kind of hillbilly, burner in ear. Say whatever, burner in ear.
Yeah, we're not going to name anybody specific or any specific places. Florida.
Florida.
But,
Burner near.
Yeah, anybody from those areas, Florida. If you have something to say or would like to call in and voice your opinion about something, most likely we're not going to care, but it'll still be entertaining for the rest of us to listen to.
We might care, you know. This depends on what you're saying. You never know. I don't say we won't care.
We won't care.
Kevin won't care.
I won't care.
No, my man's awake.
Shaft. So, other topics that we would like to discuss on the show.
Classic movies.
Classic movies. Or
movies that are been out that now I say they're classics. The Wolf of Wall Street.
Instant classic.
Get the ludes, Donnie.
Not a lot of people seem to have watched that movie, unfortunately, but they're really missing out. It's something that you should really sit down with the family with.
And no, you don't sit down with the family and watch that movie, buddy. That's not what you do.
That's probably not a family movie, but it's entertaining and it's inspiring. It has some inspirational speeches in it, I guess is one way of putting it. Should have been a stockbroker. That's all I got to say.
Yeah. Get the ludes, Donnie.
Other movies. What else? What other movies are good?
Oh, Jay and Silent Bob. Rhinos and shit.
There's another classic movie that has created a lot of laughter for many people.
Super Troopers.
I can't wait for the sequel to come out on
that. Oh, that's right, Meow.
We can do Meow games with people.
Oh, Meow. We can do Meow. Cat game.
Cat games, yeah.
Yeah. I'm still waiting to get pulled over to do the cat game, but...
I'm going to do it. It's going
eventually, to happen. You know, the Rupster over here, he is going to get pulled over because he drives like a bat out of hell.
I get pulled over pretty routinely. Big shout out goes to the California Highway Patrol. Thank you for enforcing your safety on me.
Yeah, burner in air.
What else we got going on lately? What's up with the weather, man? Seriously, what the hell happened to wintertime?
There's no winter. We live in Southern California, sir.
Yeah, but it's like March. I mean...
Yeah, well, it's like August and March. We'll take it.
I don't know if I should be watching surfing or snowboarding right now.
All I know is I got to get the boat ready to go because the water is calling me.
Oh, yes. And we will be having lots of segments on outdoor sports, including boating.
Off-roading. Camping. Yeah. And I mean camping in an RV, not in a tent. If you like to do it in a tent, well, power to you. But I don't tent.
Yeah,
I go in a 40-foot RV.
I'm not sleeping on the ground anymore.
No, it's not happening.
Days are done. You know, RVing is pretty much the way to go. For those of you that don't have one, it's always good to know somebody that does. Or
rent one.
Yeah, open up your wallet.
Speaking of renting, you know, if you want to rent razors and quads and stuff, shoot over to RaptiziaTV.com. You know, talk to my buddy Renee. He'll hook you guys up, no problem.
I was disappointed, though, this season we weren't able to go snowmobiling.
No, there was no snow, man. We had to go to Utah. We can't get off the work, you know, get over there.
Yeah, around here we have Big Bear Mountain.
They don't do it.
Lake Arrowhead.
No. Closest place in California does it, you got to go up to Tahoe.
Well, so. I suppose people should know exactly where we're at. We are in Southern California.
We are in Corona.
Specifically. The OC. No, actually, technically we're in Riverside.
We are not the OC, buddy.
Not anymore.
Bad as you want to be back in the OC, we are not there.
No,
we should. We are in the Inland Empire.
Yeah,
we are the gatekeepers of the Inland Empire.
But we're in the nicest city in the Inland Empire.
Also, like to talk about cool shows that are on TV. I like Street Outlaws. That season just ended. Amazing season. Awesome racing. Those of you who think it's fake, it's not fake. They do race on the street. It's just a closed street, so they can do it. I think all the cop stuff is just kind of integrated into it, you know, to make it fun.
Well, it
brings probably
drama.
It's probably set up, but it's fun. It's fun to watch.
The cars are real.
The cars are real.
The motors are real. The burnouts are real. The speed is real.
The racing is real.
That's all you need to worry about.
Yeah, it's entertaining. I like it. I give it a 2 thumbs up. Burner near.
What are some of your other favorite shows there, Lucas?
Well, you know, we got...
I do miss Sons of Anarchy.
Oh, Sons of Anarchy, what a great show. Let's see, The Walking Dead. I used to love watching that show.
I'm over the zombies.
I cannot watch it anymore. I've checked out.
They're actually doing a spin-off on that show.
Yeah, there's a lot of...
Like, one is not enough.
No, there's a lot. I'm out. I checked out. My wife, she still watches it. Los Angeles. Oh, really?
Yeah. Probably bums turning into zombies is probably what's going to happen.
I heard somebody saying some stuff about that.
Yeah, well, you know, for those of you that are preparing yourself for the zombie apocalypse, it's probably a good show to watch.
Oh, Doomsday Prepper.
Yeah, oh, whatever. Like, it's going to happen.
Get ready.
Yeah. Yeah, enjoy digging your bunkers this summer in the 100-degree heat. Have fun.
Yeah, no thanks, buddy.
I got to say, another good show on TV right now is Empire. That's actually an entertaining show to watch. It's actually the number one show on TV right now.
I haven't watched it yet. I'm too busy watching Fresh Off the Boat.
No.
It is a funny show. It's okay. It passes the time.
I love my Workaholics.
Oh, Workaholics, two thumbs up. Tosh.0, two thumbs up.
Yeah, other than that, guess what? We watch sports, too. That's something else that we tend to watch a lot of on TV.
Weird.
We are coming up to that time of the year, though, where a lot of excitement is going to happen. We're going to have hockey playoffs and basketball playoffs on at the same time.
Usually, I check out of basketball when the Lakers don't make it. So, I've been checked out for a while.
Well, God, I mean, the poor Lakers,
I can't stand seeing the Clippers do good, but whatever.
I hope to God there is never a Clippers banner hanging in the Staples Center.
I never want to see it.
That will be a sad day. That'll be a sad day for me. That is the home of the Lakers.
And the Kings.
Yes, enough said.
Or near.
And what else do we have coming up? A lot of good UFC fights coming up. How many of you guys watched that Ronda Rousey fight that happened last month?
What, that last about 20 seconds?
13 seconds.
Oh, actually. Sorry.
That chick is amazing to watch. The only thing that really pisses me off is paying $60 for a pay-per-view for a main event to last 13 seconds. That's a little annoying.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of the Mike Tyson days. You know, you'd get to the final, sit there watching, and he knocks him out in 10 seconds, and you're like, what were we waiting for? You throw a big old party, you pay all this money, and you get 10 seconds of fighting.
Yeah, now if you're at a buddy's house where they paid for the fight, then it's all good.
Oh, yeah, but, you know. Bill,
it's somewhat frustrating.
You know, I'm looking forward to this Pacquiao-Mayweather fight. This is going to be Pacquiao awesome.
Mayweather. That's
Pac, buddy.
God damn, how many years have we been waiting for that? That fight should have happened 5-6 years ago. It would have been even more entertaining. But
I'm hearing these rumors that Mayweather is paying the guy that was training Pacquiao not to train him anymore. I don't know. A lot of things are flying around.
Mayweather is a bitch, that is my opinion.
No mama's way.
I think Pacquiao is going to take him to the house. I don't know if it's going to be a knockout, but it'll probably end up being a decision.
It better not. I want to see him knock him out, but you know, it's going to be a good fight. It's going to be a good fight. I think we're going to get all the rounds in. It's going to be a good one.
Mayweather hater.
Yeah.
Yeah, we get a lot. That's not going to be a quick fight.
When you got Justin Bieber in your corner, it says a lot, right? I saw that. I almost flipped out that one fight, man. Oh, man. Oh, what are you going to do, you know?
You know, that Justin Bieber roast is on at the end of this month. That's definitely
who gives
something.
A shit?
That
gold jacket? Green jacket? Who gives a shit?
Because I want to see people talk shit on that guy. Because
everybody talks shit on him. Now he's going to be on TV again. That's so annoying. I'm going to boycott that one.
I'm going to watch. I'll be inebriated while I'm watching it.
Oh, man.
I will still watch it just for the hell of it. There's worse things on TV. Let's just say, for example,
what anything on
the
Kardashians?
Getting,
oh God!
$100 million for another 4 years of that crap.
Who the hell wants to watch that shit?
What the fuck? I can't take that. I just it's insanity. That chick, that whole family is delusional. You got what's the dad's name? I can't remember his name now.
But it doesn't matter. He's turning into
a chick.
What, yeah.
I guess when you live with that family, that's what you're going to do. I mean,
you turn into a chick.
Yeah, pretty much. You know, but it's all about.
Surprised he didn't just shoot himself. Whatever.
Probably would have been better. I mean,
I don't say that. What are you going to do, buddy?
If you were living in that household, putting up with that crap 24/7,
I'd take the money and run.
Yeah, I guess.
I'd be gone. Oh, the bank accounts are empty. What happened? I don't know. Hey, what's his name?
Who out there watches that shit? That's what I want to know. How is that entertaining?
How can you watch it? It's annoying. See people that do nothing make millions of dollars.
I would rather get shot in the face than watch that stuff. And Kim Kardashian, I'm sorry, is not the hottest chick in the world. That's a little overrated on there.
Yeah, no.
I can find a much more quality chicks at my local bar.
Oh, I had plenty on plenty of fish, maybe?
Plenty of fish. Mm. Wow. I don't have much to say about that. I mean,
who wants to go out with the Rupster? Call now. 951-454. Wait, can't give him the rest of the number. You're going to have to tune in.
If you give out my phone number, I'll be giving out your credit card number on here. Okay, buddy? We can we can go round and round on that one. All right.
What are you drinking there, buddy?
Monster.
Yeah?
We have absolutely zero sponsorship as of yet, but it is cool to point out things that we enjoy. Monster happens to be one of them. Perhaps somebody out there in the world of podcasts works for Monster and will be like, hey, these guys are cool. Let's give them $1 million to say Monster 50 times during their
They're going
to
be like, these guys are a bunch of douchebags trying to make their own show.
Most likely.
Yeah. Keep drinking our product. We're not giving you shit. That's okay. We'll still drink it. It tastes delicious.
You dribble, you shoot, you hope for the best. But you know what? If someone will pay me money, I'll drink a can of monkey piss. I don't care. I mean, at this point, we'll take whatever.
He would drink a can of monkey piss.
Exactly. If it gives me energy and dollar bills, I'm all about it.
Man, getting kind of hungry.
What do you feel like eating?
Maybe Fantastic Cafe over on the corner of Hamner and Hidden Valley.
Oh, we're just name dropping now. I mean, we are absolutely fishing. We're fishing right now. We're fishing for sponsorship.
How about we fish for bass? Let's give them a call. Everybody wants us to call bass.
We'll call bass again.
We'll call bass again. Maybe he'll give us a, you know.
We definitely need a guns and ammo update. This guy is a hunting expert. He is an expert on weapons of all kinds.
No, he is not a hunting expert. He likes lasers.
He hunts zombies.
Oh, he does.
This is our zombie hunting expert.
Well, let's get
to get Bass on the phone.
Let's get him on the phone. Bass? And if not, we'll give him a little burner in your action. That's all right.
Hey, what's up, Bass?
How much I have this in the garage clipping oil.
You're doing what?
Sitting in the garage vaping, clouding the picture.
Vaping, huh? Hey, so...
Yeah,
what's some deals on some weapons right now, some firearms and ammo you were saying earlier?
Oh, right now they've got a Springfield Armory 1911 45 5 barrel for, I think it's today only though, but they've got a 679 or something like that.
Uh-huh. Is that, what's your next one you're going to get? Ammo Brothers over in, which Ammo Brothers did you go to?
Right next to the place where I get the juice, the vape road.
Oh, okay.
What city is that in, Bass?
What city?
It's in, Cerritos.
Oh, Ammo Brothers in Cerritos, huh? What about Turner's? Any good deals on over there right now?
So far, though, they got a nice Beretta over there at 9 mil that's,
pop, pop.
That springfieldarmory.com?
No, Springfield Armory is the gun that's on sale at Turner's for $679
and now $1911. Sounds like a pretty good deal. I'll have to go check that out. How long is that going to be on special for?
Today only.
Today only.
Today only, people.
Is there any ammo deals going on right now?
That's
a pretty good deal.
Yeah, it's like 42 cents a round. I'm actually at least getting 1,000 rounds of it, because, you know, if they go through with half of this law, you're not going to be able to buy any of that shit anymore anyway, so.
All right. Well, thanks for the update, Bass. We appreciate that. That's definitely some good information for anyone that's interested in that.
You just cut him off? And that's how we get our gun expertise.
Done.
I'm sure the Bass will call back. Thank you, Steve Bass, for doing our gun segment here.
Yeah, once the conversation's over, you're cut off. We don't have time to
But we still love you. Burn her in here, buddy. Burner near.
You're our best
man.
Friend.
Oh, man. What's going on here? Kevin Earthquake. Burner near. Turning the studio upside down.
Well, you know, I get a little excited.
Yeah. Well, you know, that was the Bass. You guys got a little sample. Burner near. Well,
speaking of Bass sitting around vaping, how's your vaping going right now? We are vapers. We do like hitting the vape.
Yeah, vaping is cool, man. I like the electronic cigarette situation. I don't buy the cheapy ones that they sell at the store.
Anyone who buys vape or vape,
you know,
from gas stations.
When I'm talking about the electronic cigarettes that are ready to go that are made in China, you don't want to buy those. Those are no bueno.
Oh, blue.
Right now, vaping on Uncle Junk's Fog Cabin. It's delicious. I use a drip system. My buddy Kevin here, he uses a tank. That's good. You know, you want to pick up vape stuff, or you got a vape store that you need to put up on online, go to vapewebmasters.com and talk to Eric. He will set you up. He's doing all of them right now.
Or for anybody local, there's a nice shop over in Norco called Clear Mist. Those guys over there seem to know what they're talking about. Good selection of juice. Let you sample everything. They customize build mods. Pretty much help you out with whatever you want.
They'll take care of everything that you need. That's my go-to place local here. So usually if I'm down in Torrance area, go to Cloudscape. Pretty good. So,
and for those of you that live in other places,
just go on.
I don't have a damn clue where you
go on the computer and just check them out, man. And burn your ear, you know.
So yesterday being St. Patrick's Day,
I didn't even go out, man. I didn't have a green beer.
Let me tell you something. I did go out and I had lots of beer.
Oh yes, I just farted. I just farted again.
Jesus Christ. Oh, we're in a studio.
Man,
okay.
Yeah.
Open the goddamn window.
Woo!
I had lots of beer last night, and it wasn't green. I failed to understand how I did not get green beer last night.
They didn't have green beer at your bar?
No, they did not. They must have ran out of food dye or whatever
the
hell
they used. What, the fucking goddamn number four or whatever it's called?
Yeah, so I drank just regular colored beer.
And it was good?
It was very good.
Oh, okay.
I consumed
a lot
of it.
But it was St. Patrick's Day. You didn't have a green beer.
I consumed a lot of it.
Yeah. You know, if we would have went to the hot dog shop, we would have got a green beer.
Well, unfortunately, the hot dog shop is not open that late, so.
The hot dog shop does close at 10 o'clock. So, but, you know, I like that place.
But
good
bars
stuff.
Are open till 2. Yeah.
Yeah. You miss Vegas, don't you, buddy?
I do miss Vegas. I did live in Vegas a good portion of my life, and there was 24-hour drinking and partying over there. It was really weird coming back to California about 5 years ago now. I was in a bar, and the bartender screams out, "Last call," and I didn't know what the hell they were talking about. So
I never heard "last call" before. You believe that, people?
So that was definitely a change for me. But you get used to it. You just make sure to have a ready supply in your own fridge at home.
You know, this guy over here ran security for many, many hotels. We'll have stories. Don't worry.
We could talk about Vegas stories all day long.
Everybody wants to hear a good Vegas story. How about you give the people out there one story, my friend?
Story about Vegas. Let's see. I mean, I wouldn't even know where to begin.
How about the bums that come into the Golden Nugget and just grab everybody's drinks that are laying there, cigarettes and all, you know? Don't they mix them up? What do they call that? A bum cocktail?
Casino cocktail.
Oh, a casino cocktail. All right.
Oh, I love bums. For all you bums that are listening to our podcast, if you're able to do
There's
so.
There's no bums listening to the podcast.
Well.
They're getting their asses handed to them off of Skid Row right now. Burn in here.
Yeah, well, don't fight the cops.
Yeah. Back off.
It's probably a smart move. You know, every time you're in Vegas and you're in the casino and you leave a glass on a slot machine or a table, it's, you know, only a little bit left. Bums just come by, swoop it up. You can throw cigarette butts in there, chew. You can piss in there. It doesn't matter. They'll mix it all together and drink it. It's amazing. They love it. It seems to work for them.
It's disgusting.
Yeah, well, you know, at least it doesn't go to waste. These are people that know how to not be wasteful, and you have to value that. You have to value that.
I can't stand but laugh at that shit.
There's ingenuity in that, and it works. So, again, we could talk about Vegas all day long. I don't know. Nothing surprises me anymore. One thing I do miss about Vegas, though, is I miss the sports books. I do like betting on sports as well. And there are no sports books here in California. So we have to resort to online betting, which is fun.
That is a delicious monster, by the way. I love the White Monster. It's the best.
The White Monster is good. I actually am really partial to the Fruit Punch Ballers blend right now. It's actually my favorite. And also, you know, you can't go wrong with the traditional green, man. The original is always a classic. I've tried lots of energy drinks. Rockstar has some various flavors. NOS, Venom, Red Bull, of course. There's this new one that seems to be popping out of nowhere called West Coast Chill. So, you know, energy drinks, you know, if you're into that sort of thing, then you can always also roll with coffee too. You know, we do, myself and Lucas do have day jobs and we work a lot, and energy drinks and coffee are one of the things that get us through the day. So we're, pretty familiar with how those work. What other energy drinks have you tried, Lucas?
I've tried them all. I usually stick to the Monster and the Rockstars. I like the zero ones.
What's your alcohol choice right now, Luke?
Oh, Miller Lite. Miller Lite, man. I love Miller Lite. It's Miller time. Lite.
It's always Miller time. It's anytime you look at your watch, that's what it says.
Yeah, it's Miller time. Get off work, boom, Miller time. Get to the bar, boom, Miller time. Get to the desert, Miller time. Get to the river, Miller time.
Except Let's between the hours of 2 and 6 a.m.
2 and California. 6 a.m. That's unless you have your own and your own bar, which we are sitting in my own bar.
Yeah, that is convenient. Absolutely convenient. When I leave my favorite local bar, which is down the street from where I live, which I'd love to give a shout out to, but I don't want to spoil the surprise because it is a locals only establishment.
Sure is. But it's called Slicks. They have many pool tables there. Free pool with every pitcher you buy.
Yeah, Slicks is cool. Definitely a place to go hang out at. Let's see, what else is around town here? Oh, there's always Racks. Racks is a classic bar that was actually featured on Bar Rescue, which is a pretty popular show. But the best thing about Racks is you can just be shit-faced drunk and stumble 2 feet next door, and you're now all of a sudden in Angel's Strip Club, which is a complete and total dive, by the way. If you're into chicks that have a lot of cellulite and are old, that is the place to go.
Sounds like a Plenty of Fish sort of place.
I probably know girls on there from Plenty of Fish. But, having lived in Vegas, strip clubs out here just don't add up. They fail in comparison. So, but it's still fun to watch, and when you've had a lot to drink and the lights are dark, it all looks good. So don't worry.
Single man talk.
Yes, I enjoy being single. It's definitely a different lifestyle compared to most of my friends that are married and have kids and responsibilities that I just don't have to worry about at this moment in time.
Yeah. Burning. Burning here.
So, what else do you got planned today, Lucas? I see you're doing a lot of construction work here in your bar.
Got to sand, put up a little more mud, sand that, go for paint, do a little flooring, put in all the fun stuff.
Any parties in the works?
We're going to have a little Manny Mayweather fight going on here. It'll be good.
Okay, so between you and me,
there'll be a little betting going on.
Between you and me, will the bar be up and running in time for the Manny Pacquiao?
Oh, of course. Floyd Mayweather fight? Of course, that's a grand opening. And grand opening mean members only. This is not a public bar by no means.
No, so don't try and figure out where it is and show up because
you will never find it. Site. Unless, you're not that crazy and you want to, take my buddy out here on a date.
Yeah, if you're a hot single chick, you're
more. Want to take my buddy out on a date? Fine, whatever. Take you out. It depends. No promises here. Not burning here.
You know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking we should do a broadcast during the Pacquiao Mayweather fight.
We might have to do a little bit of that. Yeah.
Almost in the sense of a commentary. Giving our opinions on how the fight is.
What's going on right now? What do we got going on right now? Anything going on live right now? I don't think so. It's pretty boring right now. It's a Wednesday. Today's normally our day off. So we will be coming at you once a week.
To start off with, but once we end up going national and getting major sponsorship, we will...
Which will never happen because we're just like the bullshit. So half the shit you guys are going to listen to, you're going to fucking tune out halfway through it. So it's fine. Whatever. We're just messing around.
I would be impressed if anyone is still listening to us at this point.
Oh. I'm sure we'll get kicked off or something. We'll say something dumb.
You, ladies and gentlemen, are true dedicated fans.
Oh, burning ear. All three of you.
Yeah.
They're probably our friends that are just listening to us and make fun of us later. That's all right.
We have access to worldwide broadcasting. And do we even have a goal? What kind of view or listenership are we trying to acquire here?
Maybe 10, 15 10? People, whatever. Like I said, it's going to be people that are, that know us. Yeah. If you don't know us and you're listening to us and you enjoy it, thanks, man. Don't worry. We'll have our website up and running. I'll have trimedia.com doing our website. So if you need website being done, go to TriMedia.
Yeah, and we are just starting out. This is a small little thing that we're doing. And, we have crappy equipment and really nothing to talk about that's of any relevance at this point. We're just rambling. But we hope it grows and we hope that we get some sort of followership.
This is our first show, so, you want to tune in next time? Hopefully we'll have some better topics to talk about.
We'd like to grow, and we'd even like to get a video feed going at some point so you can actually...
Nobody wants to look at our ugly faces. Don't worry about that.
No, we'll be digitally edited out ourselves, but we'll have other cool things to look at on there. And eventually, you're going to get to a point to where you're going to be sitting there in your car or in your house, and you're going to think to yourself, should I listen to Rupster Radio or ESPN?
Probably going to listen to ESPN.
Most likely.
Do not take our stuff too serious. We're just rambling and having a good time.
And we will eventually get a phone number that is...
Rupster Radio only.
Rupster Radio only. And we love debating. We love arguing. We love shit talking. So call in and say whatever the hell you want. But don't call up if you're a bitch and get offended by every little thing that's
said. If you get offended... This show's not for you.
No. Go watch Lifetime.
Oh, man. And with that, people.
We're going to call it a day, I think.
We're going to call it a day because now we're just rambling about stupidity.
So we don't want to give out all the good stuff in the first show. So
I might get done within the 3 minutes of the second show. We'll be tapped out right there. So, yeah.
Thank you for tuning in this long, and hopefully you guys give us another shot and keep going with us. And
yeah, burner and air, everybody. And thanks for Steve Bass coming on the show on the first one and talking about the guns.
That was great.
We'll call you back, buddy. Sorry about cutting it off. We were, doing our thing.
Until next week, hopefully some cool shit happens in sports this week, and we'll focus more on that.
Yeah.
But now you at least know who you are and kind of what to
expect. And one more thing about the Super Bowl. Yeah. Seahawks. Womp,